Hello everyone. We start with our first batch of news items. Plans to create a new car park for a village falling into the sea are to be brought back before planners after delays over traffic fears. Haysborough Parish Council wants to create a new facility further inland than the current site, with a new access road off the village's lighthouse lane. But at a meeting in July, North Norfolk District Council said it needed more information about transport issues and to see if the impact on locals could be minimised. The scheme is set to come back before the planning committee, with officials once again recommending approval. The plans come with a series of improvements, including three new passing places along Lighthouse Lane, carriageway widening, and signage encouraging right turns out of the new car park access road. HPC has insisted that the move is needed to address the creeping coastal erosion that will one day see the current facility off Beach Road fall into the waves.
Small businesses in Norfolk are being forced to hand over thousands in expensive transaction fees every year, as record numbers of us ditch cash in favour of card payments. For some businesses, the trend is making it hard to maintain their bottom line, with some merchants being charged up to 6% on payments made by card. But with card payments now accounting for 90% of all UK transactions, business owners like Paula Coleman, who owns Coleman's Farm Shop near Great Yarmouth, say they feel caught between a rock and a hard place. She said, "Introducing a card machine was one of the biggest adaptations we've had to make here. It eats into our profits hugely, because some of those fees are crippling. But if we didn't offer card payments, we'd be turning away too much business. We do ask people to pay in cash, but most people don't even carry it anymore." Although it has been happening for several years, the switch from cash to card accelerated in 2020, when the pandemic put more people off touching coins and notes. And while the number of people using cash has slightly increased since then, Mrs. Coleman said it hasn't been enough to make up the difference, especially on purchases they've had to buy in from external producers.
A woman who lived on the 13th floor of a city tower block until the age of 103 has just celebrated her 105th birthday in her new home. Edith England was born in Great Yarmouth on January the 2nd, 1919, and was the second eldest of five children, with one sister and three brothers. On Tuesday the 2nd of January, Edith reached a rare milestone, celebrating turning 105 at the Black Swan Care Home at Thomas Towell House in Magpie Road. Prior to moving into Thomas Towell House, Edith lived on the 13th floor of Norwich's tallest residential building, Winchester Tower in Vauxhall Street. She lived there by herself from 1966, when the tower was built, until she was 103, before making the move to the care home in December 2022. Growing up, Edith's first job was working with her mother, looking after guests in their home, before working in a local shop. In later life, Edith married her husband Claude, and they were together for more than 40 years, having two daughters together.
A veteran Norfolk horseman who attended every Aylsham show for more than 70 years has died at the age of 83. Derek Spanton of Smallborough, near Stalham, had a lifelong passion for heavy horses, and along with his cherished shires, he was presented to the Queen at Windsor in 2005 and to the former Prince of Wales, now King Charles, in 2003. He visited the Aylsham show for the first time when he was about 12 years old, and his horses were the stars when he took the reins at the event's 75th anniversary pageant at Blickling Park last August. Derek Arthur Spanton was born in Slowly and went to the village school and then to North Walsham. He worked for 45 years as a driver for Eastern Electricity, but heavy horses were always his first love. His family had worked heavy horses for more than a century. He helped his grandfather, who worked for Norfolk County Council, to cart gravel by horse and cart from the beaches at Munsley and Bacton to be used for road making. His father, Jim, delivered milk with a pony and trap, while a coal merchant uncle, Oscar Peak Vout, used horses from nearby Worstead Station Yard. On his uncle's death, Derek inherited harness, tack and some land. So in 1988, he bought his first horse, a shire called Jim. He forged a lasting partnership with Woodford's Brewery, based in Woodbastwick, after being approached by its then-head, Ray Ashworth, in 1994. He had restored a dray owned by his uncle, which was used to supply the Billy Blue Light pub in Norwich, and so he became the brewery's flagship ambassador for the next quarter of a century.
An old car destined to fail its next MOT will now help people in Ukraine. Josephine and Gordon Phillips from Great Dunham between Swaffham and Dereham heard of a scheme where people could donate old vehicles to the country and handed over the keys to her Land Rover Freelander. Mrs. Phillips discovered the volunteers last month when reading an article in the Telegraph regarding a letter from Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv, who wrote to Sadiq Khan asking if vehicles, particularly 4x4s, being scrapped as a result of the ultra-low emission zone scheme, which allows people to claim a one-off payment of £2,000 if they scrap a vehicle which does not comply, instead could be donated to Ukraine. His request was denied due not meeting the legal threshold. The story mentioned Cars for Ukraine, a group of volunteers who have been driving donated 4x4s to the front line. Her husband, Gordon, said, "It is not worth a huge amount of money. Our garage said when it was last MOT'd that perhaps next year it would be expensive to MOT it again." She wrote an email to the group and a man called Ivan responded. The pair arranged for a friend of his to come to their home and pick up the car.
The festive magic was well and truly alive at Norwich Theatre Royal, as it had a record-breaking panto season. The 2023-24 Christmas offering at the venue was Sleeping Beauty, and it was written by Joe Traccini, who also starred as the Good Fairy. He was joined by fellow Norwich panto regular Richard Gauntlet, West End stars Millie O'Connell and Carl Queensborough, and Coronation Street's Beverly Callard. More than 50,000 people saw the show, making it Norwich Theatre Royal's highest grossing pantomime ever, and 17% of that total visited the venue for the first time. There were audience members spanning 30 different countries, including Austria, South Africa, and the USA, and of course, the UK. The local links included a sumptuous set from Lowestoft-based Scenic Projects, magic creation from Sean Alexander, and puppets from Matt Reeve. Sleeping Beauty, The Fairy's Tale was the greenest panto to date, featuring biodegradable glitter, water-based smoke machines, and recycled and upcycled costumes. More than £16,000 was raised for Norwich Theatre's Christmas appeal, with £13,000 of this through bucket donations at December shows in its venues, the Royal, the Playhouse and Stage 2.